Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You buy EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Professional and Managerial Staff Union of the Produce Buying Company, PBC, has revealed that the company has been unable to make a single purchase of cocoa beans in the 2023-2024 planting season. The union says the company is broke and unable to pay workers' salaries. According to the national president of the union, Cosmas Dakromori, there is an urgent need for government to recapitalize the company while improving the working conditions of staff.
As workers of PBC, we are wondering what exactly the management is managing. For the first time in the history of the company, we have not bought cocoa in the main crop season. Our appeal to the government is that if the necessary resources cannot be mobilized for PBC to continue operations, there is no need to keep government appointees as leaders of the company.
Cosmas Dakromori is the national president of the Professional and Managerial Staff Union of the Produce Buying Company. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has assured that measures have been instituted to ensure that Ghana does not default on debt repayment. The country is expected to commence debt repayment from next year, depending on final deal finalized with external creditors post negotiations. However, there are fears that the necessary structures are not in place to aid the payments, but Finance Minister disagrees.
We have talked about building buffers. The countries that have gone through restructuring twice or thrice, if you read their history, they did not build buffers to improve on their debt carrying capacity. In other words, they did not build buffers to improve on their debt repayment capacity. We want to learn from that history. And this is why we already have started talking about building buffers, so that we will not get to the point where we will have to do restructuring.
You heard Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam a while longer within the budgeting matters, because research lead at GCP Capital Courage Boti has stated that government's quest of achieving economic stability for the rest of the year will be dependent on how fiscally prudent it will be in this election year. According to him, the media budget review must explain how the policy interventions in the first quarter of the year have impacted on the overall growth of the economy. Speaking to Joy Business, Mr. Boti said government's ability to remain fiscally disciplined will spur economic growth for the rest of the year.
This particular election year, we are being told we should look forward more to a 2004 than a 2012, 2016 thereabout. Those are good stories for the year, and we must begin to see the implementation of it, starting with the mid-year review. We want to see how the revenue shortfall in the first quarter of the year was compensated for. We want to see how the interventions we've seen so far, the policy interventions that are yielding the recovery, we want to see how they will be sustained going forward. We want to see how government will remain disciplined in an election year with all the demand for roads, all the demand for schools, hospitals, and all the other social infrastructure running around ahead of the elections.
Research lead at GCP Capital Courage Boti speaking there. In a bid to improve diversity of investment products and market liquidity, the Securities and Exchange Commission has launched the Green Bond Guidelines to unlock new opportunities for investments to accelerate a greener and cleaner securities market. Speaking to Joy Business at the launch of the Green Bond Guidelines, Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ugbami-Tete, stated that the guidelines will significantly enhance Ghana's capital market appeal to both domestic and international investors.
to create more opportunities for money to be channeled. The point is, when you have money, you don't have options. It becomes a big headache. So the more options you have, the more excited you are about channeling those options to create money. Yes, there are challenges within the macroeconomic environment, but I think that we can all attest to the fact that there seem to be improvement. The indicators are moving in the right direction.
Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ugbami, Tetia, speaking there. The Ghana Revenue Authority says it will put in place further regular compliance and enforcement measures to streamline both customs and domestic tax administration to meet its target in 2024. Commissioner General Julius Yam said the authority will continue with its engagement with the informal sector. He spoke at a media engagement on the authority's media target.
The Upfront VAT initiative was introduced last year in June to ensure that businesses who import taxable goods in commercial quantities are registered for VAT. This has yielded very good results and helped streamline VAT administration. Secondly, our strategic plan has also enabled key deliverables aimed at transitioning GRA from an enforcement-centered approach to a collaborative partner approach.
Julius Yam is the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority. In more business news, investment in transition, harmonization of regulations, generation inadequacies and more are the reasons hampering the export and trade of electricity in the West African sub-region. Well, that's according to the Executive Secretary of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, Dr. Ishmael Akka. Although the sub-region is endowed with generational capacity of electricity, it trades only 10% of the power produced. Speaking to the media ahead of the 9th Regional Electricity Regulatory Forum, Dr. Akka called on member states in the West African sub-region to ensure a harmonized system which promotes the trading of electricity.
So why are we not exporting? Why are we not trading? There are a number of reasons. Investments in transmission, harmonization of regulations, generation inadequacy, and a number of factors. So for me, I also joined the Executive Secretary of Energy Commission to say that this is a very timely forum. I mean, we are trading. In terms of trade, we are doing less than 10%. That is not good enough. So to take stock and also assess what are the barriers to electricity trade in the sub-region.
Dr. Ishmael Akka is the Executive Secretary of PURC. Away from that, Ghana has seen a significant growth in the tourism industry with an improved service delivery and policy initiatives in the last few years. This development is hailed by stakeholders, although more needs to be done to keep Ghana on the top. Speaking to Joy Business after receiving the National Association of Black Social Workers from the United States, Executive Chairperson of LANTORS, Mona Boyd, hailed the progress and called for more support to the industry.
Say it's faring very well all over the world, especially in Ghana. Tourism arrivals are up anywhere from 40 to 20% in most countries. So in Ghana, we have seen our arrivals this year increase by 50% over last year. So we're quite happy with the dynamism of the industry and the growth in the sector.
Chairperson of LANTORS, Mona Boyd, there. Now, CWG Ghana, a leading technology solutions provider, has been licensed by the Cybersecurity Authority as a Tier 1 cybersecurity service provider. This prestigious recognition places CWG Ghana among the first companies to receive the accreditation under the Ghana Cybersecurity Act 2020, making a significant milestone in its journey and reinforcing its position as a regional cybersecurity leader. The managing director of the company, Harriet Atram Yati, said the license validates its relentless commitment to working hard and smart. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. What would you do with over 250 acres of fertile land? Let's take you to Asieso in the Eastern Region, where retired World Bank country manager Atu Brown has decided to use his retirement to contribute to Ghana's agricultural value chain and environmental sustenance. On this episode of Food Chain, we explore All Inclusive Albert's Haven Farms Limited, which also provides a safe haven for children with special needs to have a unique interface with Mother Nature.
This is a story where sentiment meets impact. Albert Havens Farm Limited is a division of the Albert Haven Foundation, founded by Atu and Ifua Brown. The foundation emerged from a deep personal commitment to addressing the challenges faced by individuals with autism in Ghana, as their son, Albert, was diagnosed with autism in his childhood. The Autism Facility Complex sits on a beautiful farm that grows assorted fruits, including mangoes, papaya, pineapple, passion fruit, banana, avocado, and others, in a serene environment in the Akrapim Mountains of Ghana.
I have an autistic child, 28 years old, and 5 years before I retired, I thought about setting up a foundation for children with autism. We have about 60 acres of mango. Mm-hmm. We have assorted fruits, about 20 acres, and we actually work on three different sites. One farm is about 100 acres, out of which we've cultivated our 60 acres, and we have two 10-acre farms where one of them we grow maize and one of them we grow mango and maize. And then we have an exclusive farm also for coconuts.
Beyond providing a beautiful interaction with Mother Nature, Mr. Brown is advocating the introduction of modern agriculture at the basic and secondary school level to stir up the interest of young people to venture into the sector.
I hope that we can introduce agriculture at this infancy, modern agriculture, to all high schools or primary schools in Ghana. So that
time now for Entrepreneur U.
Collect the PAD in Ghana. I want to ask my sister this question. Why are you from Nigeria? You came to Ghana, why? But there are universities there, but you came here. You came here for a purpose, right?
No,
I have to also go outside for a purpose. Yeah.
A bit of correction on that. Ada was born here.
Okay.
Ada was born here, just as she asked.
She was born.
So by virtue of her birth, yes, she is Ghanaian.
With this, our hot son, you are going for PAD. You see, you are here, you feel cold, right? Feel the environment. That's how, if you get the passport, that's how you feel.
No, not even if you get there, when you get the passport.
Yeah.
That's when you get the passport.
There is no sun.
No, you are saying that when you get the passport.
And you go.
So, unyanko, and you go.
Yes.
I thought when you get the passport, unyanko, you can now wad them.
Debbie, when your passport no kwano, like, any general ever merchant, you are quite no data.
Brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship and supported by GCB Bank, your bank for life.
Gone by was Entrepreneur U, which focused on the PhD versus Dutch passport debate, getting interesting at the Great Hall of the KNUSD, reflecting the need to be innovative towards creating solutions for the youth in Ghana. And then the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Well, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is...
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.